Today is Valentine's Day, and across the globe, couples are exchanging romantic gifts. President Bush sent his wife a dozen roses. Whether they were the traditional red variety isn't known. A spokesman described the color as classified information. Mrs. Bush's gift to her husband was a heart-shaped coconut cream pie.
In Britain, a family planning organization offered an unusual Valentine's alternative for those tired of flowers, chocolates, and presumably children. $70 off the cost of vasectomy surgery. It isn't clear if there were any takers. In India, a radical Hindu group's effort to ban Valentine's Day was largely ignored. The group did attack a fast food restaurant popular with young couples, as well as a gift shop selling Valentine's Day cards.
All this romantic activity has left commentator Ethan Huberman nostalgic for the day he first clicked with his beloved.
It happened on a trip to Vancouver at the aquarium. Some friends and I were viewing killer whales in a glass-walled observation room when suddenly I had an idea. Hey, why not speak to them in their own tongue? You see, whales speak by clicking and whistling, and I can click too with my tongue. So I wondered what would happen if I went right up to the glass and... Well, it wasn't long before a large form was pressing her face against the glass. Signs nearby identified her as Biosa. And not only was she sleek, but eloquent. Swooping whistles emanated from her head. But was she really speaking, this comely 4,500-pound cetacean? Oh, yes. And let me tell you, this wasn't a pitch for food. It was cross-species communication of a different order. In a matter of moments, we were finishing each other's sentences, recognizing self in the other, marveling at the flukes that had brought us together. And yet, in our case, as in so many others, love meant pain, which began when my friends decided they'd had enough. Sadly, I turned to leave. Biosa got upset. Belting out shrieky, desperate whistles, she began ramming her head against the glass. She got so upset, in fact, I couldn't stand it. I went back to the glass. Again, our vocalizations merged. Again, I said everything and nothing. Briefly, I thought of helping her escape, of learning to scuba dive, of working on a kelp farm. After work, we'd spend quality time in some grotto. But while the spirit was willing, the tongue was weak. Exhausted, I stumbled away, her cries still echoing in my ears. And then, well, get this. Barely 2 months afterwards, my Vancouver friends were on the phone, overcome with excitement. Had I heard the news, they asked? Yes, they were quite certain I was responsible. For you see, Biosa was pregnant. Now, I admit, at first I took the news badly. Felt jilted, rejected, only later realizing the obvious, that she'd been driven by passion, passion for the unattainable, and had ended up in the arms, so to speak, of a male killer whale. Could it be? Could it be that I let the biggest one get away? The only one with whom I ever truly clicked?
Ethan Huberman works at WGBH in Boston on the TV program Nova.